New Hampshire real estate headlines. New Hampshire property records search launches on propertychecker.com. A new online tool lets users check New Hampshire property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in NH can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property ownership, permit, and financial history data. Bookmark /NewHampshirePropertyChecker.com/ for quick property record lookups across New Hampshire. New Hampshire real estate headlines. NH builders face complex permitting maze for new home construction. Chinberg Properties published a guide outlining the time-consuming process of navigating zoning laws and building codes for new home construction in New Hampshire. Real estate professionals need to understand permitting timelines and regulatory hurdles to set accurate client expectations and avoid deal delays on new construction transactions. Review the full permitting guide at hchinberg.com/newhomeconstruction-inNH to familiarize yourself with NH's construction approval process. New Hampshire real estate headlines. NH commission rates, what sellers pay in 2026. A new guide breaks down average real estate commission costs for home sellers in New Hampshire and explores ways to reduce them. Understanding current commission benchmarks helps NH agents competitively price their services and articulate value to prospective sellers. Review the 2026 commission breakdown to ensure your fee structure aligns with market expectations. hanytimeestimate.com, home selling, average real estate commission rates, /New Hampshire/. New Hampshire real estate headlines. NH commission rates edge below national average 2026 survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in New Hampshire is 5.57%. Local professionals can benchmark their fee structures against verified NH market data rather than national figures. Review the full NH commission breakdown at hps.listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/New Hampshire. Background and context, when and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most NH jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context, why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. One, tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. Two, opportunity cost of the down payment. Three, the fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.